Hey. Yeah, how have you been doing? Come here, you silly goof, give me a hug. So, how are things with you? Yeah, I saw your Facebook post about that. It sounds like things have been moving really quickly. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I know it was a really hard decision for you, but. Oh, yeah? But what do you really feel about it? I mean, there's only so much that we put on social media, but like, like, what's on your mind about it? Right. Yeah, no, I remember you mentioning that was difficult. Sometimes this change is good. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes we just need to do it so that we can grow and reach for better things. Yeah, I'm sounding like progressively more corny, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Hey, you want something to drink? Yeah, just give me a sec. Here you go. No, I remembered you liked stuff on the rocks, so. Look, we've been friends for how many years has it been? Way too long. If I didn't know your drink order. Yeah, don't even talk about it. But anyway, yeah. I mean, having all this happen with the wedding coming up must be so tough. Like, how's the girlfriend, well, fiance dealing with it? I'm glad she's not turning into like a total bridezilla. I mean, yeah, she texted me the other day and was talking to me about all the flower arrangements. Yeah, for the table settings. What are they called? Centerpieces. See, this is why I'm never getting married. It's like not gonna happen. No, but yeah, she was talking about the centerpieces and how she couldn't get stuff that were the right color that were available on the day. And oh my God, what should she do? But I mean, it's cute in a way. She's adorable when she gets flustered. Honey, of course I'm checking out your wife-to-be. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really think of anybody that was, that would be more suited to you. I think you guys fit each other so well, and she's really, really sweet, and she's cute, and she's smarter than you. I mean, she's really great, and I think you both lucked out with each other. I know I did, having two new best friends. When did I last see her? It was Saturday, remember? Yeah, you were supposed to hang out with us, and then you got caught up with work, like the old man that you are. Yeah, no, and she said, yeah, so we went to that place on the corner. Yeah, with the really good noodles. Yeah. No, oh God. She had the one with all the garlic, because you hate garlic, and yeah. Well, we never get to have it if you come with us. You always tell us it's like, ooh. But yeah, so we had that, we talked, and I think she just needed some time to decompress, and so it was good in a way. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's like having a new best friend. So we were talking about ourselves, and I was talking to her about, how long I've known you and stuff, and about how, she was worried. I think she still has a bit of a doubt that, like, I might have feelings for you, but that kind of went away pretty quickly when I told her about how I'm really into girls and how you helped me figure that out. I mean, yeah. High school was tough, but I'm really glad that I had you to help me work through it. Anyway, yeah, I was talking to her and talking about how, you know, we've been friends for so long, and she was like, oh my god, and you guys have never, like, made out? And I was like, no. But I did tell her, I mean, I was kind of curious, like, just about guys in general. I feel like they're so different and so alien, and, like, I'm not saying you're an alien, oh my god, shut up. No, but, like, you know, I've never really, like, been with a guy. And I was talking to her about that, and it was like, she was laughing her ass off, of course, and being like, it can't be that different. And I'm like, well, have you ever kissed a girl? And she's like, yeah, of course I have. And I'm like, well, thanks for, like, no, it's just, yeah, of course I'm curious. I just wonder if there's a difference. I wonder if things move differently. You know, I've only ever been with one girl, and I know it's been a while, but it's still kind of hard to talk about, and, like, we weren't exactly super sexual, so I guess there's a lot of stuff that I wish I had tried, but to be honest, I don't think there's anyone that I would try them with. And then she was kind of like, well, what about you? And I was like, well, what about him? And she's like, ah, it's so embarrassing to say. Don't make me say it. Okay, so she said that basically, you know, since the wedding is in like a week, and she trusts us, and she loves us both, she's like, well, if you ever really wanted to try, why don't you just try it with him? And she's like, look, I'm totally giving you a free pass, so... I know, the voice is terrible. Don't tell her that I did a fucking voice. But yeah, I mean, she basically said, like, if I wanted to try, I should probably try with you. And I was like, yo, that's weird. I don't know how that's gonna be like. I don't know what he'll say. And she told me that you guys actually talk about it sometimes, like, about the three of us together. And I mean, that's really generous of you. Like, she's really hot. I told you, you lucked out. Like, yeah, I don't know, it was just a weird conversation. And what is it? Would I want to try? Like now? I mean, I don't know. You're like... You're... God, if you touch my hair like that... I don't know why I'm blushing. I guess it's just weird. I mean, it's you. I feel like I've known you forever. So that's what that feels like. God, don't laugh at me. Of course I'm blushing. I've never done this before. I mean, yeah, I've done it with a girl, but not with a guy. Your lips feel really soft. Guess I wasn't expecting that. I don't know why. God, don't know. Nothing, your hands are cold. On my waist. God. Your shoulders are broader, I guess. It's just different. It's not bad. It's just different. Oh, God. I don't know. My neck's just really sensitive, I guess. Kiss me there again. Ow. Son of a bitch. Yeah, no. If you fuck up taking off my bra, I'm gonna spank you. Okay. Oh, your hands feel so wide, so strong on my back. Wow. Getting it off under the shirt too. God. Well, that was quite a moan. I didn't do anything. I just moved my hand from your shoulder down your chest, kind of circled your nipple. Oh, there we go. They're sensitive, huh? What if I tug them a little? You like that? Yeah? Well, what if I slide my hand along your stomach and up your shirt and just tease them a little? Yeah? Oh, no fan. Of course you know mine are sensitive. God. I can feel your heart in your chest. You can feel mine too. I don't know, it's strange, but it doesn't feel wrong. Can you slide your hands lower? Okay. Yeah, just let me get my jeans out of the way. Oh, jeggings. Yeah, I know. Don't laugh at my goddamn panties. God, I hate you. So what if they're strawberries? I like strawberries. Fuck off. No, don't go. Push me back into the couch a little. But your arms feel so good under my hands. I feel so weird just kissing the stubble. Your neck. So nice hearing you moan. What? You don't like it when I lick your earlobe? Can't help myself. The moan you made was just so cute. So what if I bit it a little? Ow! God damn it. Not everything has to be tit for tat. Yeah, my inner thighs are pretty sensitive too. Just slide your hand. Oh, that's it. Up and down. Yeah, that feels really good. Of course I got goosebumps. You've got like cold hands. No, no, don't stop. Your fingers just feel really good. Just rubbing me on top of my panties. Sorry, I'm sensitive. I haven't. It's been a while. Onto you too? Yeah? Let me just push your pants out the way. Wow. I mean, I've seen you before, but I haven't seen you hard. So hot and so heavy in my hands. Oh, that feels so good. Your cock pulsed when I moaned. How does it feel? It feels strong and thick and heavy in my hands and really hot. Please, please, can I have your fingers on me? Just get my panties off. I want you to feel your fingers on my skin. Please. Help it. I'm needy. Stroking you, okay? Just stroking up and down your shaft like this. Do you like that? Yeah? What if I rub my thumb just right under the head? That feels good, huh? When I twist it a little? Yeah? Yeah? Oh God. Oh my God. put your finger inside me? Please. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. I think that feels good for you too, huh? Feeling both of my hands on your cock. Stroking you. Is it okay if I play with your balls? Yeah? You like that, huh? Yeah, if you stick your finger in and stroke my clit at the same time, it's gonna make me jump, you moron. Just sit with me for a bit. Just stay here. Fuck. Oh, God. That was intense. Felt good. It was different, but it was good. It felt right that it was with you. I don't think I could have done this with anybody else, especially not let them come all over me. No, it's fine. Actually, yes, I did just lick your cum off my finger. You taste pretty good. I'll have to call her and say thank you. And thank you.